David lived in a small one-bedroom apartment. It was tidy, but modest. The sort of place a young math teacher might set up. David was a middle-aged math teacher, clinging to his youth. He had two closets, a set of 1972 World Book encyclopedias, and a sofa that made him moan and clutch his sides whenever he sat down. His car was a white 94 Accord with a 98 engine. His shoes were quiet and comfortable. In most ways, he lived an ordinary life, but David was different. He was unusual, and when no one else was around, he'd sit very still and prove it. "Spotlight on seasoning," he'd shout. "Bring on the dancing girls." The lights would dim, not as if by magic, but by magic itself. Thin smoke would creep across the dull wood-paneled living room floor, and then with a burble before his eyes and to his delight, out would pop three squatting demons, hairy and slope-browed as you please. And they sang, and they wore tights, and they brandished electric pepper grinders that lit up when you used them so you could see how much pepper you were grinding. "More grinding," he'd call. "More brinding," they'd scream. And the night would fade as the pepper flew.